Lesson 1. Bailey finds a new home. Sandra Adams and Ken Hodkinson live at Sugarwood Farm in New Hampshire. They have a cat named Bailey, but he did not always live with them. If Bailey could talk, he might tell you how he came to live with Sandra and Ken. Let's imagine he can. At first, Ken and Sandra didn't want me. Many times I waited outside their door for them to return home. I knew I only had a couple of seconds to make my move, so I would rub against Sandra's calf, purring loudly and looking up at her face. But Ken always said, "Don't let him in, don't let him in." And they shut the door in my face. It's true that I already had a home, but I had to share it with two other cats who liked to bully me, and that was no fun. I wanted something better. Sugarwood Farm was just around the corner, and I checked it out carefully. I counted the cats that lived there. The number I came up with was 0. As we cats say, perfect. Weeks went by, and it was the same every time. I hung around the door for hours, and Ken and Sandra always closed it in my face. But I never gave up. Then, one dark and stormy night, my chance came. I was waiting for them to come home, as usual, when it started to rain. Now, cats know enough to get out of the rain. I could have taken shelter in their woodshed, but I wanted to be right there on the doorstep when they came home. Before long, the rain turned to snow. This was even better. I was sure that no one would turn a cat away on such a night. I heard their car pull into the yard and then watched them hurry toward the house. As soon as they saw me, I started to meow like a little lost kitten. In no time, I was inside the house, and Sandra was drying me with a warm, fluffy towel. Ken kept saying, "Don't feed him, don't feed him." But I wasn't looking for food just then. I was looking for a new home. At last, I thought I had found it. I was right. Before long, they were feeding me. Sandra talked to my old owners about me. They missed me, but they had two other cats. I didn't feel bad. Cats spend a lot of time sleeping, so Sandra made a soft cushion for me to use. To be honest, I prefer their bed. They also made a cat door for me with a little flap. I just push it open with my nose, and it closes behind me. Sandra likes to groom me. I think I'd do it better myself, but it gives her a lot of pleasure. I try not to sharpen my claws on their furniture. I think they are happy to have me around.